Union leaders said they would shut South Africa down, but support for a general stay away was mixed, with most services functioning at a reduced level. Stronger support came in KwaZulu-Natal, where taxi operators joined in the action, leaving many commuters without means of getting to work, even if they wished to do so. Schools and hospitals are hardest hit, with most schools closed across the country. Many hospitals continue to refuse to accept new patients, and emergency cases are being referred to private facilities. While the strike, in its 13th day, has been generally peaceful, there has been some intimidation and violence reported at schools. Some teachers and students have been assaulted, and in an incident that may be linked to the strike, one teacher was shot dead in her home. There have been reports from some hospitals that more very sick people are dying than is usual, and some family members say their relatives died because of a lack of care. This week, the unions lowered their demand for a basic salary increase from 12% to 10%, and the government accepted a proposal from a mediator that includes a 7.25% increase. Labour lawyer Priyesh Dyer says he expects the parties to eventually meet somewhere between the two.
Where I see this going is that either both parties will meet in the middle. At this point in time, if there was 7.25 on the table and the unions are asking for 10, I would think maybe 8.5 would be that middle figure or middle ground or that common ground that may be reached.
Dyer, a director of the Wright Rose Innes firm in Johannesburg, notes that the current strike is the largest since 1994. He says that it could drag on indefinitely unless both sides work hard toward finding common ground.
I think both parties need to just ensure that bargaining is always done in good faith and that both parties commit to trying to reach an understanding or compromise as quickly as possible.
The strike will likely give both parties an indication of their negotiating strength. Already union leaders are calling for indefinite sympathy strikes from unions not involved in the current dispute. Talks are to resume Thursday. Delia Robertson, VOA News, Johannesburg.